Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Today's guest is a new general of internet smash-mouth conservatism. Marlene Lockhart has the rundown.
Coming up today, we're going to be talking with Chuck Muth. Very conservative, and it doesn't seem anybody's conservative enough for him.
And on our pundit panel today, we have Scott Craigie, Nick Vanderpool, and Chip Evans. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
This is one of Sierra Power's main generating plants. It's right next door to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center. These plants provide all the clean, reliable power that businesses need. TRI has three independent power generation facilities on site. For sensitive manufacturing companies and high-tech firms, this benefit is invaluable. Welcome to the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Discover a place where entrees are served free of distractions. Wine Spectator has.
Enjoy great contemporary cuisine at David's Grill at Red Hawk.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is the new general of smash-mouth conservatism on the internet, Chuck Muth. Welcome to you, Chuck.
Good morning, Ray, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. Marlene, you want to kick this off?
Well, Chuck, I want to congratulate you. It seems like you've got several new ventures going, the Nevada News and Review and Nevada News Bureau. Can you tell us a little bit about the genesis of those publications and who are your backers, who are the funders, who publishes those new efforts?
Sure. The Nevada News and Views is actually an outgrowth. I've been publishing a daily internet newsletter called Nevada News and Views for about 15 years now. What we've done was we've moved it from an email newsletter onto the internet as an actual news blog so that I'm not just the only contributor any longer. We're now taking writers and bloggers from around the state, primarily focused on Nevada issues. And we try to have at least five new Nevada-specific stories each day on Nevada News and Views. Now, this is decidedly a conservative opinion publication. I'm the editor and responsible for the content and who gets on there. The Nevada News Bureau is a little bit different. That is a project that we started back in September, which is designed to kind of fill the growing gap in state house news reporting, actual news reporting that's objective, that's not slanted or biased in a conservative fashion. We're really simply interested in making sure that the public has access to and knowledge of what our government is doing there in Carson City. And it's a new model. It's something that we're trying out. We make the content. We've hired a professional reporter named Sean Whaley, who's covered Carson City politics for in government for 20 years. He's up there keeping track of what's going on in the government, and his stories and his posts are available for any news publication around the state free of charge.
I was struck. I really enjoy your new format and reading the information on your electronic newsletter. I was curious, other than Sean Whaley, which we all know is a very known and respected reporter in the state, are your articles fact-checked at all?
Mine on Nevada News and Views or on Nevada News Bureau?
Nevada News and Views. I asked the question yesterday. There was a piece about the nuclear waste dump, and just factually, there probably was a minimum of 3 to 4 major errors contained in that article. So I was just wondering if it's going to be like a real newspaper or a news, is there some way that you monitor that or check the information that you put up, or is it simply just a blog and reader beware?
It is, okay, it's news and views. Now, we do publish a lot of Sean's stories that are original, you know, actual news reporting on what's going on there in Carson City in the Capitol. However, it is a news blog, and it's opinion. And that piece that you're speaking of was actually written by Randy Thompson. And if there are any factual inaccuracies in there, people are free to write comments and post just like on any other blog saying, hey, we think that Randy's wrong on this. I mean, if it's a factual error, I'm sure that either Randy or I have brought to our attention would correct that in a future issue. I mean, we absolutely intend to do that. If it's simply a difference of opinion, however, well, then, I mean, that's what a news opinion site is all about. Randy can express her opinion. You may disagree with the opinion and are free to comment that and express a different point of view.
Now, Chuck, there was a movement by a group that is, you know, taxed enough already, the Tea Party, to recall Senator Bill Raggio of Reno. They were upset that he voted for a nearly $1 million tax increase in the legislature last year. And what's happened to this movement to recall Raggio? It looks like they've dug a hole and went to sleep.
Yeah, actually, it was $1 billion. There's a bit of a difference there. The movement, the Tea Party movement, they've got a little bit of a problem on their hands. They've been very active and they've been very loud in what they've done, but they haven't been able to translate that into actual political action with results that actually gains you political power and influence. This was actually the first effort that I've seen where they were going to try to do something other than stand on the street corner for a couple hours and wave signs. But it requires real hard grassroots work. You need to go out and gather signatures, follow the law, I mean, find out what it takes, the legal requirements to file a recall petition. And then if you qualify it, you have to go out and persuade enough voters to actually vote to recall an elected official. Now, they announced this sometime back around Thanksgiving that they were going to mount this recall petition against Senator Raggio. They led everyone to believe that they thought that they would probably launch this around the middle of December, at which point they would have 90 days to get the signatures. As of today, as of yesterday, when I actually wrote about this, I've not seen or heard a thing from these folks with the recall. And, if they don't go forward with it, it's going to look bad for them. I mean, people are going to consider the Tea Party movement a toothless tiger, and they're not going to be able to strike fear in the hearts of a lot of elected officials the way they have up to this point, simply by being loud and protesting occasionally at these rallies that they've done.
Okay, Chuck, there's lots more to ask you, but we got to take a break here to pay some bills. We'll be right back after these words with Chuck Muth of Nevada News and Views and the Nevada News Bureau.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, about 10 years.
So, do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Of course, we're here with Chuck Muth, and if he hasn't criticized you in the last year, you're just not working hard enough. Marlene, you want to take it away?
Yes, Chuck, we were talking about the teabag movement to recall Senator Raggio. I was struck by the amount of coverage that article received here in Reno. When reading the heart of the article, it only mentioned five people had met. And so I had a concern about the amount of coverage it received and how viable at the outset this was. But I was curious, are you supporting this recall?
Okay, well, first of all, it's a tea partiers, not tea baggers. Tea baggers is something that the left uses to try to diminish what their impact is, and so let's clear that up. Secondly, I've had nothing to do with this recall effort. It is something that was done by folks who are active up there in Reno within Senator Raggio's district who have launched this effort. Now, because five people showed up at an organizational meeting and that was it, that's okay. I mean, that's not necessarily indicative of how many people may or may not be involved in it. A lot of what the Tea Party movement is about is using the internet, using Facebook, and using other modern communication technologies to get political action. If five people can actually put this effort together and organize it and get people to come out of their houses and off their computer screens and go walking door to door to get signatures, this thing could still be successful. But we, you know, they're going to have to prove that they can do that. They can't just talk about it. Now they have to put actions to their words.
Right, and as you yourself have said, you haven't seen any sign of any action. And I understand that you were not part of this organization or putting it together, but my question was, do you support the recall of Senator Raggio?
Yes, I've written about it on a number of occasions that I thought that this was a good exercise for these grassroots activists to do. I like Senator Raggio personally. He and I met recently, and he and I have agreed to go back to the way he and I have done business for 15 years and try to resolve our differences in private. However, from a movement standpoint, this is a good exercise for this Tea Party movement. They have a legitimate beef with Senator Raggio. They'll either be able to organize and pull this thing off or they won't. And that's what this is really all about, is to see whether or not they can take that anger and frustration that's built up with them over the years and actually use it for grassroots political action that will cause elected officials to pay attention to this conservative, the conservative activists here in Nevada.
So you think practicing a recall removal process on one of the most prominent, influential, and effective legislators that Northern Nevada has ever had is a good exercise to damage a good public official in that way?
Well, look, let's be honest here. This isn't something that I've done or the Tea Partiers have done to damage Senator Raggio. Senator Raggio campaigned in the last election in the primary against Sharon Angle and said, I mean, he's guaranteed that he would not support any tax increases in the 2009 legislative session. And then during the session, Senator Raggio worked hand in hand with the Democrats to pass over $1 billion worth of tax hikes. So there is a legitimate reason for these folks in that district district who took the senator at his word in the primary to be angry with him. And now we'll just see whether or not they're able to successfully do what the law allows for them to do. I mean, they're citizens just like you and I, Marlene. And if this is something that they feel is appropriate to do in their district, then I think it's good that we use the American system the way it was intended to be used.
Now, Chuck, I've often heard the term RINO, meaning Republican in name only, and I'm kind of confused because what's a RINO? If a Republican, if he votes for a tax increase, does that make him cross a line and does that make him a RINO? What is exactly a RINO? It seems like the Republicans have a big tent and people have various opinions.
Now, that's an excellent question, Ray, and I'm glad you brought it up because I generally have a different definition. I mean, some people consider a RINO any Republican who votes for any one issue one time that they don't agree with, and I don't believe that. My definition of a RINO is, and I go back to the poster child for that, was Lincoln Chafee, former U.S. Senator in Rhode Island, I think it was, who not only voted what I would consider wrong from a conservative standpoint or from a Republican standpoint, but would do it in such a manner as to actually undermine the Republican Party and or the conservative cause, to give aid and comfort to the opposition, to go out and raise money, to support and endorse candidates from the other party. You know, that to me is where you go from a simple disagreement over a matter of issues and principles to actual being Republican only in name only and not really doing anything else but undermining the party and its goals. I don't think that you should run as a Republican and put the R behind your name on the ballot if you're not going to at least you know, be supportive of that party and the people who helped get you elected.
Okay, Chuck, we got to wrap it up right here. It's great to talk to you. Stop by when you visit Northern Nevada again. Folks, we'll be right back with our pundit panel after we pay a few bills.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Do you not understand what is causing your pain? Have you been told that it's all in your head because the tests were normal? Don't believe it. I'm Dr. Fred Grimes, and I specialize in chronic pain. We have revolutionary treatments that cure the cause of most pain, not just the symptoms. Call 841-7246 for an appointment. I want to help you reduce your pain and increase your activity.
I've had back problems my entire life, but since seeing Dr. Grimes, I'm now pain-free.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
You're stuck on a treadmill. You're making minimum payments on your credit cards, and you just don't get anywhere. Let Consolidated Credit tell you the truth. When credit card companies are charging high interest, it's virtually impossible to pay off your debt. Let's say you owe $5,000 and your rate is 21%. Of your $100 minimum payment, $87 is interest. It'll take you over 33 years to pay off that debt. Call Consolidated Credit. They'll get the credit card companies to reduce or eliminate your interest. Get off the treadmill. Get on with your life. Call Consolidated Credit. They're the freedom people.
Call 1-800-442-9243.
Consolidated Credit. When credit card debt is the problem, they're the solution.
Attention, certain fentanyl pain patches have been recalled because of a defect that can cause a fatal overdose.
This is serious. If someone you know has died while wearing a skin patch for pain, the manufacturer may be to blame.
I'm attorney Bob Goldwater. If you or a loved one used this patch and were injured, call me right now. You may be entitled to a large cash award.
If someone you know has died while wearing a Duragesic skin patch for pain, call 800-228-5565.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, welcome back to the pundit panel today. We got a terrific
force him here. First, let me introduce Nick Vanderpool, consultant and former aide to Governor Jim Gibbons. Then we have Scott Craigie, principal of All Risk Consulting, and Chip Evans, the chair of the Washoe Democratic Party. Welcome to you all, and of course, my co-host Marlene Lockhart. Nick, let me start with you. In the Las Vegas Sun this morning, a story by my friend Cy Ryan shows that the voter registration numbers in Nevada are down more than 97,000 voters. That's about 50,000 Democrats and about 37,000 members of the GOP. How does this stack up? What does this mean for an election year for Nevada?
Well, I would say going into 2010, it's going to be quite critical. That talking point that Senator Reid's been using, that he came in and registered 100,000 plus Democrats or voters, there's some flaw to it now. And I know it goes back to two years, but it'll be interesting how it plays out. And, you know, the jobs are gone, people moved out of state, and we will see how the outcome is. It's still early.
Okay, so Scott, is this a result of the recession, that there's no jobs in Nevada, so people are looking elsewhere?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. The economy here is really in the tank. We're really suffering from the recession. And that's a trend that, you know, you can't really fix any way except just going out and trying to, you know, go door to door or whatever to get. You know, the unions are going to be have a greater impact now because they will be, you know, at it when it comes down to the elections. There'll be other groups that'll be like that, but for the most part, you know, I think that probably Democrats are going to get hurt more than Republicans as a result of what's happening.
Okay, Chip, you want to weigh in on this? It looks like you got some anti-democratic sentiment here.
Sentiment. I think it's perfectly expected and a natural thing that in a down economy that Democrats are going to be looking for jobs where they can find them, and this isn't the place right now. I think our voter advantage is still, you know, probably nearly 100,000 in the state, so I don't think that's in jeopardy. There's nothing to indicate that the Republicans have a great effort underway for voter registration. We do. So I'm expecting that we'll maintain our margin up to the election, and that'll be one of the critical factors.
Okay, Marlene, go.
Nick, the trend is showing that both parties are losing registration to the independents. And with the fact, and you're part of the Sue Loudon campaign, there are so many running in the primary against Harry Reid on the Republican side, the additional loss of Republicans to independents, that narrows your base for a Republican primary. Doesn't that really hurt?
Well, I would say just wait until March, until filing comes. I mean, there's who knows who's still going to be in the race. But every vote counts. I will not deny that.
Well, I know there's more than eight people in that race, but it looks like it's Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on the GOP side. Scott, it's been reported, well, last week Governor Jim Gibbons fired his campaign manager for some disparaging things said about the office of the First Lady. We were wondering who is going to be Jim Gibbons' campaign manager, and hey, what about Bob? Bob Beers? I mean, they seem to have a lot of, you know, same ideas on government.
Well, I think that probably for Jim Gibbons, one of the best moves that he made was the one that he did make, and that is to show clearly that he's going to be his own man and that, you know, he's going to run his campaign the way he wants to run his campaign. And so on that level, you know, I mean, he stepped up and did something that, frankly, he hadn't shown much of before this. So I think he is in the campaign mode, and he's ready to go. But this is going to be a campaign election, or election campaign cycle that is going to be, I don't know, next to nothing we've seen in a very long time. So all of these changes notwithstanding, this is going to be a very long run.
Well, I agree with that 100%. The problem at the end of the day is the Gibbons campaign is a doomed campaign. There's just no way that he's going to survive through this whole process. And the circle of friends around him is getting so small that you just kind of wonder, who can you turn to? You know, and certainly not going to be family members.
Well, Nick, you've been inside that family. What would you advise Governor Gibbons at this stage?
Well, his message is clear. I mean, he kept a promise, and he'll go into the campaign saying the answer is not taxes. How he moves forward, I mean, it really comes to the way I've discussed it amongst our family circle. It's just kind of just the magic number's 33.4. You have Sandoval, Montandon, and Gibbons. As long as he gets that certain amount of base, he can pull out of the primary.
And do you think that's a possibility?
It all comes down to the base. I mean, people look at policy versus personal life. He's kept a promise to the voters, and now it's that certain percentage you need to worry about.
Well, you know, Scott, in these primaries, you have to, you know, it's the kind of the right wing that really will come out for the GOP, and that's Jim Gibbons' crowd.
And, you know, he's true to it. You know, whether you like it or you don't like it, the fact of the matter is he's genuinely committed to that right wing faction that is throughout this state, and he's counting on it. And actually, you know, there's a possibility that he can bring it out. Personally, I don't think that it's there. But bottom line is, he's got a very good shot because he's staying with his teams.
Okay, well, we got to cut it right there. You can't count out Jim Gibbons in this primary or if he gets to the general election. We'll be right back to Button Up Nevada Newsmakers right after we pay a few bills.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's Pain Relief really works.
Thanks for watching. Tomorrow we're going to have a rundown from Washington, D.C., and we're not talking about the new Redskins coach. Marlene, you got the rundown?
Tomorrow we're going to be talking with Congressman Dean Heller, the new darling of the National Republican Party.
That's all coming up tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.